Hey there, Skips and Skipperettes, and welcome back to Tales from the Jungle Cruise. Tonight's the first half of a two-part episode taped in October with some of our favorite Skips. Skipper Joey Hurley and Trevor Kelly are two of our favorite guys. I guess you could even call them our chums. Well, if you were British. Or if you were Adam West. Either way, Trevor and Joey are hosts of the Joey and Trevor Talk to Each Other podcast, and they've just hit their 50th episode of Episodey Goodness. So we just kind of shot the bull and talked a little bit about the podcast and some very random Disney things. This episode is only peripherally a Jungle Cruise episode, and at times only peripherally a Disney episode. Still, it's a lot of fun to chat with these guys, and I think you'll have a fun time. So it's time to promote the Skipcast brand with two of our favorite podcast hosts, Joey and Trevor. Oh, and because it is Joey and Trevor, and because we skippers do occasionally speak frankly about certain topics, I'll give you a fair warning, me buckos, that this is an explicit tag-rated episode. No letting the little ones listen to this one. And the next episode we'll get back to more serious discussions about the Jungle Boat cruise ride thing and the fun we had working on it. Until then, on with the show. Normally we just do that whole thing where we're talking ahead of time, but there was that awkward pause where nobody was talking right before the start of the episode. So,
well, we're trying to be polite and be like, you know, Kyle is doing...
There's a crowd around now.
There is a crowd. Because, yeah, this is so much different from our first time where we were sitting in the grass.
Yeah, it was a gas.
And, hey everyone, welcome to Tales from the Jungle Cruise, Season 2, Episode 6. We are reunited for this episode with our good friends, Joey and Trevor of the famed podcast, Joey and Trevor Knit. And you guys have brought a cachet to the knitting community that has never been seen before.
Right.
That podcast has done so much for knitters.
We opened up macrame in the last episode.
Yeah.
And we brought in my grandma's old needles. And it's a band, a punk band.
Yes.
And
I love the Grandma's Needles. They're awesome.
They're very good. Now we've branched out in our podcast. We now talk about feces, and it's really opened a lot of doors.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I've listened to your podcast. I don't know that there are many episodes that have not had some level of feces relation.
We had to take a mandatory feces break.
Yes.
People were complaining. One person complained. Helen Bedina complained. I'm going to call her out by
name.
Let's
say we were too regular.
Let's say.
About our feces talk. And
so we had to
stop.
Well,
here's the thing.
You're just trying to develop a marketing brand.
Yeah.
We're all human beings.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about what...
You poop, right?
Oh, yeah.
We should write a book.
We should write a book.
Yeah.
Everybody poops, too.
Yeah. And the legend
Electric
continues.
Electric Poopaloo.
There'll be breakdancing in it.
There will course. Be.
It'll be shitty, but...
why'd you have to go with
we
that?
Just found that the more we talk about what...
About fecal
what
matters.
We want to talk about.
Fecal matters. Not, that's what you're saying,
matters.
Is it matters.
I'm not going to censor...
There's some sort of Freudian thing about that,
definitely.
I'm sure.
It's,
but
that's why we're both anal retentive.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
So that's it. You know, I got to say, that's probably the best first 5 minutes I've ever had on any of my podcasts. So cut that, rearrange.
Yep.
So just to give some history to people who are maybe listening to the Tales from the Jungle Cruise podcast who don't know the story, we are now about a year and 3 months or so old. We're coming up on, as an entity, almost 60,000 downloads between all four of the podcasts.
Wow.
Which is just more people than I thought. Existent.
That's like an entire city.
That is.
It is. Well, it's like a quarter of Irvine has heard us.
Wow.
If that was just Irvine listening to us, then we would...
If it was just Irvine listening to you, they would be offended and never listen to you again.
We'd have to talk about fish restaurants more often, because there are a lot of those.
There are. So basically, we got started a year or so ago, and
over that time period, we had branched out and we've done some other podcasts. And you gentlemen are doing a weekly podcast, Joey and Trevor Talk to Each Other, which has hit new and notable on iTunes. I understand that it's on President Obama's iPod.
No, the BlackBerry. You got BlackBerry. That racially confused.
Okay.
BlackBerry podcast app.
No, there was a whole thing about like songs on his iPod
that he's listening to.
And it's like Lady Gaga and Nicki Minaj. I'm like,
what is this?
I'm like, yeah, no, there was a whole thing that came out in the news about
what he listens
stuff
to?
That's on President Obama's
like recently?
iPod. Yeah, like a couple
days
ago.
See, they always do that because the election's coming out and they try desperately to make it hip. Yeah.
Right.
Like, as opposed to breaking a hip, which
like
is
breaking a hip, which
Mitt Romney has like, you know, the song Baker Street on his iPod. You know, something
Moonrise Serenade.
Something's in the public domain. It's on Mitt Romney. And Obama's really super hip.
So you guys now are episode 48, almost 50
episodes.
Seven or
eight, yeah.
Seven or eight.
You guys have had tons of people listening. So now we've got, you know, those
literally tens
of people.
Tens of hundreds.
Uh-huh. Tens of people.
Mm-hmm.
maybe dozens of
maybe.
Tens.
Maybe. I don't have that many family members. So.
Right.
I actually go around to all my family members, iTunes, and subscribe just so I have one more
really?
Person.
See, me and Joey have a unique situation where we tell our family members they aren't allowed to listen to anything
we do. That
would
be smart. I should do that with everyone I know.
It's worked so far.
So anyway, so... So yeah, so we've done this is our 24th or 25th podcast for the Jungle Cruise side. It takes us longer to schedule because I don't know all of the guests by personal. So yeah, but between us, we've done 70-ish, 80-ish podcasts between us. We've had 60,000 people who've listened to us. I think it's time for us to retire. Is what
now,
I'm
see,
really saying here.
This is really good. But, like, who is listening to this podcast thinking, I want to learn facts about this podcast?
Okay.
How many people have listened to this podcast that I'm currently listening to?
Okay. You're right. It's pure ego
just
gratification.
Just jerk off on the mic at
it
this
is,
point.
That's
absolutely.
Okay. That's okay.
So anyway, so the whole point of it is that you guys, we have this synergistic relationship where we promote you, you promote us,
yes.
You scratch our back, we refill your alcohol.
Yeah.
which is really the best relationship to have. So I wanted to bring
you
guys back. I'm a huge enabler. I wanted to bring you guys back for a second round because we did a great podcast where we discussed Joan Rivers. We talked about your guys' history at the park. So now I feel like we don't need to do the introductions other than the 15-minute prolonged one I just did.
Just did
to
yeah.
stretch that son of a bitch out.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah, so it's you guys are doing well. It's life is good for you in the post Disney world.
Yeah,
keeping up with the funnies stuff and the Vegas trip sounded amazing.
Vegas trip was fun. We've done another one since. Yeah, post Disney world, it's weird because once you leave Disney, you're kind of depending on where you were and your experience there. You're always sucked back into Disney.
Yeah,
right.
No matter what, for the rest of your life.
I can never escape. I can never escape that identity, you know, of being there.
It's like an STD. It'll resurface
it
every
right.
couple of months,
yep.
whether you want it to or not,
right.
for the rest of your life.
And basically, then that makes alcohol the Valtrex of not having worked at Disney. Because if you
yeah.
drink enough, you may forget.
You forget
all those things
momentarily.
Sure.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how we can't remember a lot of things that happened.
I remember I worked
10 years
there.
Ago.
That's why these things are great.
Yeah,
because...
it's like a diary for us of, you know, oh yeah, I did, you know, dunk my foot in the water that one time and went
home. And then it shriveled like Dumbledore's hand?
Exactly. Right. It was black and fell off. I have a new one since. But...
things you don't want to do at the jungle, touch the water.
Don't touch the water.
I saw a kid drinking. Like, do you ever see the kids drinking the water?
Yeah.
Like, boats would come around the corner and kids would be lapping up the water
right.
like
yeah.
it was, like, this magic elixir.
Well,
and that,
yeah.
that explains, what is the Honey Boo Boo? That explains that entire
Honey
show.
That old generation.
See,
someone just
gives
had
you
that
success.
Water.
Success for a couple months. And
then diabetes.
Then the night terrors happen. And
cellular degeneration.
Right. Regret every minute.
Eventually you're just shambling around.
Yeah.
I actually think a zombieism may start with Jungle Cruise water.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the patient zero where...
I think it's a small world would be the culprit for that.
Yeah.
quite possibly.
It'd be more ironic.
So have you guys been on, so let's actually talk about the Jungle Cruise. Have you guys been on since they changed the securing system, the whole like docking thing?
You know, I actually have with the they put the net, the fish nets around the dock.
Yeah,
around
the dock boats. More sexy.
It's sexier.
Yes,
uh-huh. It's more erotic.
Uh-huh.
Well, cuz if you're going to have a relationship with a dock, mm-hmm. you want it to look its best.
Right.
You know, put on some fish nets, some heels.
Or if you have multiple docks around you.
Yes.
You want to try and look
sexy. Well, usually
sexy.
If you have multiple docks around you, you have cancer.
Ah.
Or some other really terrible disease.
I was going more dick, but okay.
Oh, so but if they're made out of wood, would that be a hickory dick dock? I'm just wondering where you're going
with
that.
Sorry, I have to leave. Yeah. I just realized I shouldn't be here.
You don't even have a name badge, and you just palmed your name badge.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's the really sad thing about that. So.
Oh, jungle. Since,
jungle.
Since,
yeah, jungle.
Since
yeah, no,
since
the boats, the new boat docking thing where it secures
I've
it in.
I've just seen pictures.
There's literally
been.
Like little hooks that they throw on the boat, and then they full throttle it so a retarded monkey could dock that boat.
I worked with him for like 2 years. He was terrible at the spiels.
Uh-huh.
But
pooped everywhere.
I actually went on there, and there was a skipper that was hilarious. Like, just gut-bustingly funny. I mm-hmm. was stunned. Because most of them nowadays, it's really hit and miss. But this kid was like...
Do you want to throw a name out to that person?
His name was Kevin. I actually gave him a compliment. All of us gave him a guest compliment. He was... Like old school funny,
but
and it was
on the off chance that anyone in the current generation listens to the podcast,
right?
Unlikely.
Check him out.
So,
well, is that
Skipper Isaac was the other one? I was on Isaac's boat about 3 or 4 months ago, which means he's probably not working for the company anymore,
right?
But he was fantastic.
It's interesting to see that it's you almost assume that it's starting to creep towards another. Like
another wave
crazy
of
crazy generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not spoil it by giving management notice.
Right.
Because
his name was Stephanie and it was a she.
Because it was Big Thunder Mountain.
Right.
It wasn't actually the Jungle Cruise.
Right.
It was
come to think of it, I was at Legoland.
And why they had Big Thunder Mountain at Legoland, I'll never know. But perhaps you were drinking. I would like to thank the Disney Legal Department for listening to our podcast, because we are now aware that they tune into every single episode. So,
really?
Guys, hey, thanks for boosting our listenership.
Can they tune into ours? Because I would love to waste
a few
their
extra
time.
Bumps.
Yeah. I would love just to have somebody assigned to our podcast and hear about my bowel movement that week.
I got to say that the movement of the week part of your show really is the best part of your podcast.
Let's start a reenactment. They need to hear the reenactment.
Wouldn't it be great? They go to law school, like they study, they get their bar, they're so excited, they have like a party for their family. Flash forward 5 years later, they're hearing me like,
jokes.
I can't eat cheese.
But, they're assigned to us sitting
to
in their office.
At what point did you become 80, Trevor?
He's always been the old man.
You have morphed into the old guy
there
from
was,
Up.
I was in the womb. I crested old man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was immediately at a Jewish deli when the doctor spanked me.
With a fedora on.
Yeah.
Ordering soup that was too cold. I was going to say, going back to Jungle Cruise...
Yeah.
Is it only because we've worked there and we're looking back on it? You know, like when you graduate from high school and you look back at high school kids and you say, oh, they're all stupid, I don't like them. Or is it because they really are bad at being Jungle Cruise skippers?
Can I just step back? Should we move to the other gazebo? Because these guys are really loud.
Yeah, okay, guys. We're going to take a momentary break as we pack it up and go over there, because we're getting
Eric Clapton is behind us.
Right.
Yes.
He's running.
He may have. Joey will join us.
Joey, are there zombies behind you?
It's always a shame when our podcast friends get eaten by zombies. So, we're back to the...
We were discussing
that their skippers are funny now, and that you are now 80 years old.
You were saying, was it just because we were looking back
mm-hmm.
on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know what, and I think that's... We have...
Oh, it's recording?
Yeah, recording. We have beat this dead horse over and over the last year about every skipper gets their summer.
Yeah.
And that's their, like, perfect summer, and that even if they continue with the company, nothing is ever good as that first summer that they
right.
had. And when you leave, and it's the high school thing, you know, your class is always the best, it's always the best time.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking Breakfast Club meets One Crazy Summer. whatever.
Animal House.
Animal House. We just randomly say John Hughes movies at this point. Yeah. Pretty in Pink. That was
just like it's your Fern Gully.
Yeah, it's your Fern Gully. Give me your toxic love, Trevor. Give me your toxic love. That's Tim Curry. Tim Curry connected to Kevin Bacon in 3 degrees. You're right there. You're right.
Wow,
right,
that
exactly.
was good.
Yeah,
that was excellent. I didn't even know we were playing that game, and we already won. That's how good we are.
Did you know Google has a Kevin Bacon feature now?
Really?
Where you can search for the
connectivity
six,
level.
Yeah.
See how connected.
I you have plus I am, 3 bacon or something like that.
Yeah, that was the worst Dungeons and Dragons game ever.
plus 3 bacon.
I
threw it at a troll.
I'm a delicious
and it
didn't
player. Do anything, yeah.
Yeah. But it was salty and good. Though we were talking about Once Upon a Time about the boats, the new pole system to keep everyone safe, which I think is it's just the litigious society we have that people have to sue even when they're idiots.
Well, everybody checks their brains once they go into Disneyland. Because you've paid $80 to not think.
Yeah.
Which, if I could do that, I would.
So what's the dumbest... Let's just go straight out. What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen a guest do at the park? Because there's
pay
a couple brilliant...
To go. I would never do that.
No. Joey wins. I throw my hands up in the air. Joey wins.
Someone... A guest came to the exit of Jungle... and walked all the way up to the end of the dock and looked left and right into the jungle, you know, and it was nighttime, no boats were there, and said, is this where I parked my car?
No.
Like, yeah. Like,
wow. Seriously?
Like they had made it to the parking lot. And
that's stellar.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think the one that is like a pet peeve of mine that ever since I hired in is, you know, you have the forest architecture on Main Street where you have the lower awnings.
Right.
And parents still put their kids on their shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And I have seen more kids eat it into those awnings because their parents don't get that they're
It looks
low.
Like a Mexican wrestler just, like, knocked pile-drived them backwards. Yeah.
And, I mean, they're small children generally. Sure. And, you know, they don't deserve that kind of, you know...
Or do they?
That kind of treatment. You never know. He could have been an ass the whole day.
Yeah.
I want this. I want that. Well, that... Okay, to be fair, you can't take a kid to Disneyland and then, like, deny them things.
That's true.
Here's a magical wonderland where all your dreams come true. You can't have that. No ice cream, no candy. We're not going
Everyone's a pirate. No lollipop.
You're
too expensive.
You're not a pirate.
But, Jimmy, I've got a present for you. Free awning.
Right, here you go.
Right there, right
First
up against
aid
it,
station.
So. But, yeah, no, I just think that there's, you know, I told this story on one of the prior episodes where... Jessica Jones was
a skipper. That's the Mad Men lady, right?
Yes, that's exactly the
redhead. The redhead
with the giant. No, that's Christina Hendricks. She was loading, and I had brought the boat up to the dock.
Okay.
And this guy was wearing sunglasses at dusk on a cell phone with flip flops on.
Yeah.
Was he doing a line of coke off the top of the boat?
Absolutely. So he puts his foot down, and his foot misses the step on the dock and goes all the way down and snaps both of the bones in
Come
his lower
on.
Leg, breaks them both, and they both break the skin on the boat. Snap like dry kindling on the boat. And as his foot comes down, I can hear, like viscerally feel the crack of this.
Is this Howard Hughes? Why does he have no bone structure?
No, it just, he was a
this
typical California guy, and just the right moment, and just slips, and it just the wrong angle.
Wow.
Lure me onto the boat, Smithers.
Careful, my legs are made of chalk, pieces of school chalk.
My kindly legs snap like twigs in the boat.
I think Howard Hughes should have made the plane out of balsa wood.
It would have been lighter. So many germs in the jungle. Why are we on this boat ride?
So was there like just a
ladies
like
and welcome to Bad Simpsons impersonation theater.
Hey, I'm Homer Simpson.
You can do so much better than that.
But you said bad impressions.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
That was a bad one.
But you know,
did like blood explode everywhere?
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh god,
yeah,
that's
it
insane.
Was like a sack of meat.
Did you have to write the
guest statement? And it was. This idiot who didn't have any control over the fact that he was talking on a cell phone walking into a moving boat.
I used to love writing epic, like, erotic novels of guest statements.
Uh-huh.
Like it was a dark and stormy night on the guests.
My shirt had fallen off right. For some reason.
The rain rippled off my biceps as I pulled the guest from the river.
And then Mrs. Pennyworth took me back to her bed, yeah. And she said to me, Skipper Trevor, you are the bravest of us all.
I'll make you a man today.
Had to happen sometime.
Did you see the, because there's a sign now that warns guests to not fall in between the boat and the dock, as if it's their choice.
Oh, really?
And it's a giraffe.
Well, you know, if like, they, balancing.
Yeah,
balancing,
they really, watch out. Don't be the giraffe.
They really should have, you know, put that in place, you know, 10, 20 years ago to stop the people from doing that. Because, you know, it, a sign like that would have saved everyone's life.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, and guests don't read signs. We need to be really clear about this. Right. There is no sign reading happening by guests.
Right.
You could have a 10-foot-tall animatronic Indiana Jones with a neon sign that says bathrooms this way, and guests are going to walk up and say, do you know where the bathrooms are?
Right.
I mean, there's no amount of sign that's going to solve stupid.
I don't... When I was 18, I was like, those assholes asking me where the bathroom is. But now it's like... I don't blame them because
you have to go every 10 minutes.
If I'm paying $100, I want people to herd me everywhere I'm going
to
go.
Squeeze my bladder to help me go.
Set me down on this and entertain me and then put a bucket in front of me so I can pee. That's what I want for that kind of money.
That's true. We've given them because the commercial said this is the happiest place on earth and this is the place where your dreams will come true. So, you can't give someone that.
Right?
Well, my dream is not to shit in a bucket like Trevor's.
My dream is to break both my legs between
a boat
and a dock.
Shatter my tibia.
And you can give that to it. And that's welcome to the year of a million screams. So that leads us really well into our next topic. So Disney has started doing, what are they calling it? Limited time dreams? What is it? What's the official, what are they calling it? Limited time magic.
Huh?
Limited time magic.
This is that like a Make-A-Wish Foundation
thing? It is,
thing?
Actually.
You have a limited time.
If you can prove that you have a shorter lifespan, we'll put you at the front of the line.
Uh-huh. Limited time.
I guess the concept is Year of a Million Dreams was too big in scope and too far-reaching.
Okay.
So we'll just do a week and we'll do something small to get the people to come in for that 1 week.
Okay.
So they're doing... like the one that I thought was interesting was the guys singing on Main Street.
The
Dapper Dans are doing all modern music.
Slayer episode.
All modern boy bands like Backstreet Boys and
for
an entire week.
To get people to come that week.
Whose dream is that?
Yeah, I don't really know that it's
yours.
Yeah,
it's your fault.
Well, she has a thing for some Dapper Dans in her life, so.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hanging with it. God, who the hell brings their kids to Disneyland? What idiots. They don't appreciate it. So they're doing these little limited, like, 1 week things. Like, it's, you know, they did the Food and Wine Festival. This is nowhere near that scale.
By the way, I have a Food and Wine Festival story if you want to.
Do you? No, jump on that horse.
All right, so the Food and Wine Festival, for those of you who haven't attended, is basically binge drinking at California Adventure.
Absolutely. And you go from overpriced food that might be filling to tapas size food.
Yeah.
That's the same price.
Same price. I bypassed the food.
Yeah.
And I went straight for Four Locos outside the park to Food and Wine Festival inside.
Oh, gross.
Which leaves you with, all I can remember from that day is I remember entering the park. I remember going to the tequila tasting where they tried to explain to me the nuances of tequila as I drank all the tequila at once and left, much to the anger of the people in the tequila.
Yeah.
And then I remember losing my friends in Disneyland and seeing one of my friends, former skipper Adam Rotella, hanging from the street lamp outside the exit to Pirates of the Caribbean, yelling at people that the Illuminati are going to take over and you're all doomed. That was the Food and Wine Festival for me last time.
How many Four Locos?
That's one. That's all
just
it
one.
Takes.
You know, actually, it's Four
There's Loco- Four Locos in
hey,
one can.
Right. Four Locos is actually my Los Lobos cover band.
What is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that. We play the Azteca Bowl in Garden Grove. Okay, so that leads us...
back to the year of a limited dreams.
Yeah, the year of limited dreams. Like, we don't want you to have a million. It's right. Year of a dozen dreams.
A couple.
No, and I think it's not bad, because, like, in Orlando, you get, like, the Star Wars days. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do a lot more because, I don't know, because people come in just for those. I don't think that the mentality of Anaheim's guests are that they're coming in for week-long events.
No.
And I just think it's is it to bring annual pass holders in for those times to fill the park?
Well, here's the thing. What happened at Disneyland? Because I remember the 35th anniversary, 35 years of magic. They're giving away a car every 10 seconds.
Uh-huh. It was to every 10th guest of the park.
It was like you'd walk into Main Street, hey, we're getting a car! And you'd come out of the ground in the hub.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? No. They're giving away a Geo Metro like they were candy back then.
They are made of sugar. Some of them are constructed of sugar glass.
Which, yeah, that's why you don't see them after it rains.
Right. Yeah.
It was incredible. I remember... Wow. You don't remember 35 years of magic? Oh. That's the Disney anniversary that's burned in my brain. Was they're giving away cars.
Yeah. Because they have the ticket thing. Like, when you went through the ticket, it had a randomizer at the ticket gates that would give you a ticket number or give you a prize when you walked in. So it'd be, hey, have a churro, have a Geo Metro.
Yeah.
They're both $14, by the way.
You had to choose between the Geo Metro and the churro. I don't know.
So, yes, welcome to the podcast. I like how we get animated, the three of us, with this. Because it's, you know...
Because we care. We care about it.
Yeah, because we don't want to see the park fail.
Yeah, I mean, why did we, you know...
That's the
both Trevor and I wanted to work there. We both set out
to it
like,
out.
Yeah. I'm going to work at Disneyland. That's my goal. And it even after working there, we were talking about this just today, some of the magic just becomes a little more transparent, but it's still there.
Oh, no, I absolutely, if I hit the lottery tomorrow, would go back and challenge my no rehire status, which I'm sure I have.
Bring some lawyers with you.
Because anyone who's heard the podcast, they don't want me working in the park anymore.
Yeah. Because we're too crazy.
I'm probably jinxing myself. They're probably like, no, he was fine, but man, he's fucked now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you do. You get John Lasseter on the podcast.
Yes.
And you figure out the words he needs to say that you can edit together to say you have rehire status.
Kyle
back.
Crocker.
Just read this napkin.
Just read this for some reason.
Well, because he is basically Disney Pope now.
Yeah.
He is. And he can grant absolution.
He's the new Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Walt Disney in Hawaiian shirt.
Which I actually was very supportive of until I saw the announcement for Finding Nemo 2. Now, Cars 2 I could almost forgive because of the marketing juggernaut that had become.
Okay.
I don't see... It's like Finding Nemo 2 and Taken 2 with Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's dumb enough to kidnap more of his family?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, we kidnapped the daughter the first time. That didn't work. Let's kidnap the son and the wife and just see how he reacts.
Well.
Maybe, because he didn't kill that many of our terrorists last time. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can do it again. But Finding Nemo 2... What is the... Yeah. I mean, he gets
if
lost.
If you're Disney and you're going to ruin a franchise, ruin Cars. Because
Cars
make Cars... Because that one had no heart to it, in my opinion. My name is Joey.
Okay.
Cars had no heart to it.
Well,
so
they're not going to get
make,
into Cars.
No, make toys. Make a theme park.
No.
Make sequels.
Joey,
I don't care.
Joey,
Nemo.
I can't get into Cars
it didn't
because
have a,
I'll get angry.
It didn't have a heart. It had a carburetor.
Oh, right. Excuse
you
me.
Know, you
excuse
have to...
me. It had that chip, that GPS thing in
it.
Yeah.
No, you know, and it's not that... There were things I liked about Cars. I will say there were some things I liked about it. Not the entirety of the movie,
right.
But there were moments where you kind of go, this makes sense. This what
That's
they're going
cool.
with. Yeah, mm-hmm. the visuals and,
the,
you know, there was some Americana there that I think Disney had lost touch in celebrating the American condition with, you know, the what Route 66 was.
Sure.
But that got lost in the fact that you had cars with giant eyeballs on bedsheets that were next to kids' asses as they went to sleep. So your child
it loses
rolling,
its
your child is rolling because it's on every single thing in the universe. And you know, I'll say that Cars Land beautifully, you know, themed. That part of the park is gorgeous. Radiator Springs Racers. I think I'm still in line. I haven't actually been on the ride yet. I have a fast pass for next year.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's a beautiful, area, and they've done a great job with it. But it was based on a movie that really, its soul was its marketing rather than being
right.
You know,
it was.
Here's the thing. I'll keep this brief.
Good, because we could go for days on how much
I said
we
this on our
like
podcast.
Cars.
Yeah.
All right, Cars. I'm gonna submit this.
A.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. Where are the humans? Where are the humans in this movie? Why do the cars have doors? They have door handles.
Well, that's part of the seduction process. That you have to have the door handles as part of the mating ritual.
Why are there no baby cars? Where are the baby cars? How do they reproduce? Do they gestate in the trunk?
Why are the eyes on the windshield?
There's a lot of inconsistencies.
Yeah. Questions, yeah.
Why is it a human-built world, but suddenly no humans?
Are you positing that perhaps the cars led a bloody rebellion at some
point?
That's
what I'm thinking.
That's what we're saying.
There was intelligent car design.
I think cars and humans mated at some point in the near future.
Yeah.
And then the cars...
Which is funny, because I've mated in cars on a regular basis.
Have you seen these documentaries? There are people I saw on the BBC. There's a guy that, like, has sex with his car.
Uh-huh.
He's sexually autoerotic asphyxiation.
I think autoerotica doesn't mean what you think it means.
I've
in that
seen
case.
That
pretty
movie.
Sure that's what it means.
And I think when you use the phrase "get into your car," that's really not what people
get
are talking
about. Get out of my dreams and into my
car.
Car.
That is terrifying.
That's like a three-way
stop sign.
Stop sign.
No,
to make sure that
three-way.
You're well. And who sets the rules for traffic and roads in the cars world? Why
right.
are there
Why?
Stop signs?
Right? Why even have a road?
Why are they watching cars race? That's like watching a 100-meter dash to humans. Nobody's going to watch that. It's like NASCAR in the cars world.
Who watches the Olympics?
For every 4 years,
see,
you're going to watch
I
that.
Think NASCAR,
and they don't even get tired. They're just driving. Yeah. Who the fuck cares?
Do they have
do
to
they
refill?
Yeah.
Do they need gas?
Why do they have, like, there's cow cars, but they're tractors, and they milk them? What the hell is that? They're drinking milkshakes? It's bonkers, man.
Okay, Trevor.
Trevor,
you need to sit down.
Trevor,
see,
maybe I don't
time know. Somebody
see,
mentions cars.
See,
I get
hold
enraged.
On. See, I actually believe that NASCAR is this unbelievably perfect system for mass extinction of people with that IQ range.
Good.
Because they're going into a place with carbon monoxide fumes,
yeah,
with tens of thousands of other people who are all choking on the debris and the things
yeah
that are coming off.
Flaming
there.
Tires.
Flaming
the occasional
tires.
Tire
occasional,
will take off.
Yeah. So really, it's...
Oh, it's like a herding ground.
It is. It actually is. It's a culling ground. It's like putting a little bleach at the bottom of the gene pool.
Uh-huh.
Is really where I'm going.
And
with
I'm
that.
Okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
All right, next topic.
Auschwitz. No, we're just kidding.
We've gotten into the mass genocide.
Right.
Cats out of the bag.
Yeah, let's just keep going. Let's lighten it up. I was going to tell you a joke I heard today.
Please
okay
do.
Okay. There's a little boy. He's 4 years old. And he has a little friend who's 3 years old, a girl.
Okay.
And they decide they want to get married.
I like where this is going.
Yeah. So the little boy goes to his dad and says, "Dad, I'd like to get married to this girl." And he laughs at first and
yeah
he says, "Oh, you're just being silly." He says, "No, serious, Dad. We're going to get married." And so he says, "Okay. Well, what are you going to do for money?" And he says, "Well, we have allowance, and I get allowance, and she gets allowance every week. We'll be fine." "Okay. Where are you going to live?" "We'll just live with my mommy." "Okay, all right." And then he asks, "What about children?" And the boy says, "We've been lucky so far."
Oh.
Oh. It's kind of
yeah
gross.
That's a terrible...
So they were fucking, right?
Yes,
that's
Trevor.
Okay, that's
yes
the point of the
joke.
Watch
car
your language.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were making love.
Yes.
Like children do.
Well, there's our explicit tag for the week.
Right?
Yeah. You know, we've gone so long, we were a full three or four episodes without
ours,
the explicit tag.
Ours has just a solid wall of explicit tags,
yeah,
so...
We're like an NWA album.
We
it
are
just says it right on the front. Don't even open this thing.
It's not
you
even
it
an option for
no
no
explicit.
No, just before you lose it all. I think our... Second, we have about 10 minutes of more before we split this out. I think he went to go find his girlfriend.
Okay.
I don't know if he had one set ahead of time. He just went to find one.
I kind of wanted to talk about if we could bring up a subject.
10 or 15
please
minutes. Bring up whatever you like.
What happens when Disney is unfortunate enough in their foresight to remove Jungle Cruise skippers and place them elsewhere in the park during a rehab?
Has this ever happened, Trevor?
It's happened many a time.
Wow. Well, what happens is...
Where did you get put when the jungle went down for rehab?
Tarzan's treehouse.
So you got lucky.
Yeah. My job was 8-hour shift, stand on the top of the treehouse and tell kids not to jump on the bridge.
Yeah.
So I brought a puppet with me okay. most of the days to talk to people with, to entertain myself, because me and Richard would go insane.
What was the puppet?
I think I brought that Ralph dog puppet okay. that I have, and I would just use it to entertain myself and guests.
Okay.
Where did you get sent, Trevor?
I got sent to Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, really?
And I hated every minute of it.
Uh-huh.
Because, Trevor, you're the kind of person that I really want in control of a large red button.
Right.
That may or may not...
You don't even know.
...dispatch my vehicle.
There are, like, every...
Is it a green button? Okay. See... I apparently have never worked a ride that requires you to
button.
Push buttons that green or red.
Yeah.
I'm not color blind. I'm color stupid.
Every
really
time
what I'm trying to
say. I was in the area of that ride where you are in charge of the ride, you are
yeah.
like mission control for
yeah.
Big Thunder Mountain. I, didn't care about the ride.
Yeah.
B, there's like a HAL kind of robot.
Yeah.
That without getting into too much detail. Will tell you when the ride is about to do something it shouldn't.
Right.
This robot would come on and say, hey, the ride's about to break down if you don't do something.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, I don't care. And the ride...
Was there a button for that?
The ride
Bypass.
Would break down. Yeah.
I don't care.
No, you just don't do anything. And then the ride shuts down. And then I would have to write reports where they would say, like, what happened up there?
Well, Trevor was in the rain with his right. chest pulled open.
I was up there rubbing butter on my chest. no, I just, for a Jungle Cruise skipper who really wants to work that ride, there is nothing worse that the company could do than to remove them from that environment
yep.
and force them to go into a different environment, because
yeah.
they're still a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Right.
They're just in charge of an expensive piece of machinery.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and... Yeah, and you know, if you take a look at the places you could put a Jungle Cruise skipper,
right.
Let's take a positive spin on this topic for
okay.
once. Where could you put a Jungle Cruise skipper that wouldn't offend someone?
Where they would thrive.
Where they would thrive.
Innoventions.
Innoventions.
At the time it was.
Lincoln, I
Lincoln,
think, is always
storybook.
A good
no, you could offend many people.
I offended
Lincoln,
many
and
people.
We did.
Yes, we did very much so.
Maybe big boats?
Yeah,
Columbia
steam,
was an appropriate
steam
trains.
Maybe, I don't know.
But
I think it's the
not,
interaction.
Yeah.
You've got to see, because Jungle Cruise skippers, if they don't have that face-to-face interaction, they're going to find inappropriate ways to have it.
Right.
And
disregard their position to
yeah.
have those situations.
Well, because that's, I mean, I know a few people at Jungle in the time that I was there who were not... God, we're getting serious about this. We're actually analyzing things and talking about the ride.
We'll end that quick.
Yeah, we'll end that real fast. But no, I think Jungle skippers, as a rule, get in they become junkies for that human content.
That attention.
That attention. And not necessarily in a bad way.
No.
But it becomes a subliminal thing where you have to be talking to people, because it makes the day go by a hell of a lot quicker.
Well, I felt I was worthless. I felt like...
Because all you're doing
I can
is
do
the
more.
Button.
I can do
yeah.
more than this.
Yeah.
I can be entertaining. I can be, you know, I can create magical memories.
Sure.
And here I can't, where I'm just standing at a podium, and some people really like that job.
Yeah.
And that I don't have any. I'm not saying that that's bad.
It's not bad.
It's not for
yeah.
me. Some people want to just have that that structure where they're seating people, and then they get the train moving on time, and they do it before the 14 seconds
like
before
people would
they
get
need
really
to.
Excited when they had like all the trains running at the same time
right.
like yeah we got them going
Jungle
like,
Cruise skippers are not efficient in
right?
any way. There's no efficiency when it comes to comedy
yeah.
I mean there's timing but it has nothing to do with like
how many
laziness.
12 and 14 minute boats did you take out
every one of them because Jerry York yeah. would remind me how long it's been
close, I wasn't giving
was
a good
Joey,
tour.
Close the gap, Hurley.
Right.
Like,
mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
I wasn't doing a successful tour until the boats were backed up behind
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you had the time to do the jokes.
You've expelled every joke.
So here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to split this episode into two halves because
yeah.
this has been a good break. We're going to keep you guys for the second half.
Okay.
I feel like I'm Larry freaking King right here.
Ah.
And we're going to bring in some other skippers. So. Welcome, thanks, guys. Episode 6. First of all, and thank you for a year of great synergy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know,
60,000
people have had our mouths in their ear eyes.
Whoa! It's a lot of things.
Is that why I itch down there?
A lot of imagery going on there.
Yeah, but
sexy imagery.
Sexy imagery.
So, you can't have a Disney podcast without the word synergy. It's actually illegal.
It actually, they actually specify.
And paradigm, whatever that is.
It's 2 10-cent pieces.
Ah, we have to leave.
It's a podcast over.